This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. And as we do every day here on Juno Afternoon, we're checking in with City Hall and figuring out what's going on in the city and in the borough. And with us today is City Manager Rory Watt. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be on again. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing as well as can be expected. Thank you for asking. In fact, I don't know if you were able to listen earlier on the show. We spoke with Bartlett Hospital, and I did an online screening that is offered on the BartlettHospital.org. And the first time I made up some symptoms, and it told me that I needed to perhaps call 586-6000 or go get checked. But then when I answered it truthfully, and thankfully, I'm feeling pretty good right now. It told me to carry on social distancing and that I'm fine.
Thank you for testing our systems. That's good. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, yeah. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Well, lots of things on COVID. No new cases today, so we're in a holding pattern. We're still at 14. I think there are about 9 statewide. It's been some time since we've had a case. It's interesting how the state reports the cases. Every time I go to either their webpage or ours, juno.org, and you look at the dashboard, sometimes the way the cases are represented is different. And so the dates of the cases changes, and you think, wait a minute, that showed something different yesterday. Our most recent case now shows March 31st. So although we don't have a recent one in the last 9 days, I think we had one reported around the 3rd. So on the case count, it's been quiet, and I think we should be happy about that. We're still hunkered down and encouraging people to do all the good social distancing measures. And I don't know if you've seen me on social media with my cloth face mask.
I've heard about it here on Juno Afternoon. Where should I find you on social media?
It's on Instagram and it's on Facebook. I think you've got hashtag wear it like Rory, I think, is what our media team did. So they're having a little bit of fun with that. I think it's a good-natured poke at a new societal norm that we all have to get used to. And so per the CDC and the state, strong recommendation that you wear your homemade cloth face coverings in grocery stores, pharmacies, places where it's hard to get that social distancing. And I know this is, it's a change. It's a societal change, but this is our strategy, and we need everybody to get on board with it.
Got it. So will you give me a grade here? Yesterday, I went to the grocery store, and I have a navy blue bandana, and I tied that. I doubled it like a cravat or a triangle, and I tied that tightly around my face, and it felt pretty good. I could tell that all the air was moving through that, fabric. Where does that lie on the spectrum of how nice my mask should be?
I think you get an A. So number one, you tried, and you made the effort, and I think that's what matters. So wearing masks in public, I think it accomplishes a number of public health policy goals. It acknowledges that each one of us could be a spreader. It reminds us that the disease is out there and that we're all in this together and that we're all going to do our part. It signifies that when we go into a grocery store that we value those workers. They're keeping the grocery store open so that we can all shop and eat, and lots of places of business are not open or not allowed to be open. And I think we need to appreciate those workers who are at higher proportional risk than a lot of us. So I think it accomplishes a lot of things. And then I also think, the big question that I don't know the answer to, that I muse about a lot, is how are we going to get out of this? How are we going to move forward? And my guess is that wearing masks in public is probably going to be part of a long-term strategy. So everybody just needs to get comfortable with that and learn how to adapt to the new norm. But I'm going to give you an A.
It's okay. Got it.
Good, solid effort.
Got it. Now, should should I carry on that way with a simple bandana, or should I, you know, do what you've done and purchase one that's been sewn with elastic and things like that?
You know, either way is fine. So I've got a couple. So the one that I had on social media was a gift to me. Somebody that's a seamstress was kind enough to give me that one. I also have a simple head sock that I use in the winter when I go skiing. And I talked to a friend whose spouse had taken some old long sleeve shirts and cut the sleeves off and used those. So I think it really can be anything. And if you think about the guidance, you know, they talk about the COVID-19 is being spread by droplets and, you know, the 6-foot distance. I think the whole goal is reduce the ability of those droplets to spread. So I think any of those efforts work, and it's really whatever you're most comfortable with.
All right. Do you feel like giving us an update on the assembly and committees and what's next?
I do. So I just left a Zoom meeting for the Economic Recovery Task Force, and they were just starting to get into that and try and understand the budget background. So that group is going to be running in parallel to the Assembly Finance Committee that met last night to think about the municipal budget, which from a revenue perspective is quite gloomy. Our forecast is that over 30 months, we're going to collect $34.5 million less revenue than we might have thought in January. And that is a big budget hole. And to help everybody, including the Assembly, and particularly the Assembly, grapple with that budget problem, I'm working on a simple, I'm calling it the macro budget balancing tool, which is, it's really a spreadsheet, where people can pull the big levers as they like. And I'll give a recommendation to the Assembly, but it includes things like a property tax increase and spending out of our savings accounts. We have two big savings accounts, and reducing spending on capital projects, and speculating on what we might get from the state, and reducing government services. So it's going to be difficult, but you know, in a normal budget process, we get a lot of participation from the public, and I'm trying to make this a way that's easy for people to see the big picture.
Okay. And any other special meetings or gatherings we should know about coming up?
We're going to meet on Monday night. We've got a special meeting. I think the Assembly's got a couple of resolutions that they're going to work on. They're also the rental assistance, whether we're going to participate on that is back on the agenda. Of course, they'll get an update on COVID-19 like we do every time we meet. And we're slowly starting to talk about feathering back in other types of municipal work. So we're in this for the long haul, and we have lots of other pieces of work that have to happen. As an example, on Tuesday night, we're going to have a planning commission meeting. So it's going to be a little bit of a new process where people can call in to listen. And, you know, we're going to have that virtual meeting. So planning commission on Tuesday night, sign of us running other things in parallel with the COVID effort.
Got it. Thinking about rental assistance, I know it's on a lot of people's minds. Do you feel like outlining that for us right now, or should we just wait until, say, Tuesday after Monday's meeting, or check in next week?
Yeah, I think Tuesday. So the big question is, should the city participate with local funding to help out on rental payments for people who've lost employment? And what the task force is working on, you know, right as we speak, is trying to understand the federal programs and whether there's a gap that we should fill with local money, or whether the federal programs are sufficient and, you know, we might otherwise spend our local resources in a different manner.
If somebody had a testimony or an idea or a message they wanted to send to that committee, how could they communicate with them?
The committee has an email account, and it is, let me pull that up, I believe it's economic stabilization. Here we go. I'm going to pull it up. I should know the worth. Economic-stabilization at juno.org. So economic with a hyphen, stabilization at juno.org.
All right. Economic-stabilization at juno.org. To share with the Economic Stabilization Committee if you have ideas about rental assistance that you'd like to share.
Yeah, or any other economic stabilization idea.
Right. City Manager Rory Watt, I appreciate you coming on the show tomorrow. We'll look forward to capping off the week tomorrow. At the same time, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Wash your hands, and taking care of yourself takes care of our community. Do your part.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.